God bless you all, and Danny and Amber, brilliant sharings. It's been a great night. You know, it just blesses my heart that you're my son, who I'm very proud of. But and Amber, my wonderful daughter-in-law, you know, those guys have worked so hard within their relationship with God and within their marriage, one to another, and then extending out to their family. I mean, there are so many testimonies they could give. It's not my place to do it, but really, the way that God has touched their lives, when they became meek and humble to Him, not to us, not to anything that we've done or said, but that we've continually prayed for them, to the fact that now Amber's reaching out to her mum and her family, her work colleagues that she used to work with, and things are really, really moving for them. So it's such a blessing. Well, as you know, we're away for a few days, and it was our wedding anniversary yesterday. But, well, I live with a comedian. I mean, that's all I can say, really. He's had me in fits of laughter this whole week. We'd done a little video on Tuesday. We were sat in the car. But, like, the Word of God says that laughter is like a medicine, you know? And we really needed it. You know, we've had a poorly dog at home, and work has been stressful, and life in general has been stressful. And just to come away for a few days and just really sort of, like, refresh ourselves. You know, Lawrence works really weird hours, because I get up at 5:30 and he's just on his way to bed normally.
I'm like, hi, bye.
Yeah. I say hi and he says bye, because he's off to bed and I'm up. But he even got me into his pattern last night. I mean, I was still awake at 4:00 in the morning, which is not a good thing. I don't want to be doing that. But we came home yesterday and had a siesta, and then of course I couldn't sleep. I'd had a couple of hours and I was wide awake at 1:00 in the morning, and he wanted to go to sleep, and I said, oh no, if I can't sleep, then you can't sleep. So, but we've had a great, great time. You know, God's really so powerful. When we really go to Him and trust in Him, you know, people say they trust God. It's very easy to say, I trust God. But when it comes down to the, well, we call it the meat and the potatoes. What would you say instead of the meat and?
Yeah.
When it comes to crunch time.
When push comes to shove.
Yeah, when push comes to shove. Like, are you turning to the world or are you turning to God? And the situations that we can be attacked with on a daily basis, it just takes one ounce of faith, you know, that, like that little seed, just to hold on in there with God. You know, it also says that we're to take one step forward. You know, we don't want to freeze when those attacks come. We want to push on through. And I didn't allow the fact that, you know, because everything was booked up, and, you know, I'd already booked my holiday, and it didn't look like we were going to be able to go anywhere, and you can't go abroad right now because you have to come back and do 2 weeks isolation, and, you know, this COVID jab is being forced upon people, except it's not law here right now. It's not law that you have to have it, but they're forcing people. And, you know, and we just have to take a stand. You know, we have our own free will. Now, if you want the jab, that's fine. If you don't want it, that's fine. We still should be a democracy. We still should be able to make our choices for ourselves. You know, we don't live in a communist country. We live here in the UK. You know, people have to vote before they can bring certain laws in. But, you know, when we go with God, God makes everything so much easier, so much to be entreated. He rewards us graciously when we stick to what the Word says. You know, we were listening to someone today, and they said, is the Bible one book, or is it many books? And actually, it's many books. It is one book, but it's also many books. You know, the different books of the Bible within one Bible. But, like, when we read it and we understand it and we see the stories of people's lives and how they trusted God, it can only really boost our faith. You know, Lawrence shared just now about Abraham and also Isaac. And, you know, he was talking earlier about Jacob and, who was the other guy, you know, the one that...
Esau,
that was it. And, you know, all these guys, you know, really did trust God. When you read the stories, and I mean, they're not actual stories, but they're factual about how people trusted God. You know, it's a great way of building your faith. Even though the situations aren't the same, the adversary still has his methods and the way he attacks. There's nothing new under the sun. Whether we name it cancer, whether we name it COVID, whatever we name it, you know, God says that those names are below him, right? He is greater than any of those names. So, you know, people say, well, I have a headache, and I went to God and he healed it. But I was diagnosed with cancer and I'm going to die. No. See, it's the actual word that brings the fear. You know, it's much to some people, yeah, I can pray for you and I can minister to your headache, but oh, I'm not too sure about the cancer. That's a biggie. No, in God's eyes, they're the same. They are the same. And so when we go to God, we have great expectations. Danny and Amber shared it right now. You know, the way that Amber hasn't worked for a year. Danny's gone down to like 30 hours a week. And they're living now more prosperous and vibrant and on fire than they were when they were both doing like 70 hours a week. So, you know, it's a great example. And when we see great examples, they're the ones that we want to follow. They're the ones that we want to, you know, well, if you do it for them, God, then you can do it for me. You know, we don't need to be in a society which is full of stress, worries, and fears. We want to be in a society where God's favor and God's rule, you know, really promotes us and sets us as an example. So we've had, we're coming home tomorrow. It's gone very, very fast. I just said to Lawrence, 4 days is not enough. This actual caravan's for sale. So if anyone has 25,000 spare, you can send it my way and I'll buy the caravan and I'll invite you all over. But it's not just the price of the caravan. You know, these places charge extortionate ground rents as well. So it's one thing to buy it because you can live in it for 11 months of the year. You know, it's another thing when you want to take on a responsibility like that. So, but it's nice. It's nice to come away. And, of course, this is where all my family ties are. You know, growing up, I took Lawrence to several places today when I was a young child. And I was here with my grandparents and my parents. And, you know, and Lawrence said, wouldn't it be funny if we started walking down this road now and your parents and grandparents started to walk towards you.
We went back in time.
We went back in time and you were a little child again. And, you know, I'm very thankful to my grandparents and my parents and the way that they raised me and set certain principles and values in my life. And, you know, we were talking about it the last couple of days, me and Lawrence, and just that even though my... Nan never went to church. She was a very godly woman, and her principles and the way my granddad was, you know, they were old school and they had certain ways of living. And I was sharing with Lawrence, you know, I was playing cards with my granddad one night. I was only about 8 or 9, and he kept winning. He just kept beating me and beating me, and I continued to hold on in there, but I was getting a little frustrated, you know, being 8 or 9 years old. You want to win at least one. And I remember my nan saying to him, Clarence, because his name was Clarence, let her win one. And he'd sit there and he had hands like shovels and he'd say, win one? She'll get nothing for free in this life, my girl. She needs to earn it. And so, you know, it instilled a value of that, you know, I really strive to achieve all what God has inspired me to achieve. And, you know, as we continue to go through life, really appreciating each day. It was our wedding anniversary yesterday. Over 30 years, I think we've been together 35 years. But, 35 years, I mean, it just feels like yesterday that we were, had three young kids and they were running around creating mayhem and running fellowships, and every night we had the fellowship going, doing something, a study night or a fellowship or the leaders or whatever. And I just don't know where that time has gone, but I do know that it was God that brought us together, and that I love that this man more than life itself. Is he's just a wonderful man. He's just very meek and humble. We don't argue, because Lawrence won't abide any type of arguing. He'll just get up and walk out. Can't argue by yourself. But that God's really molded our relationship, and you know, we're very supportive of one another and encouraging one another. All the things we've gone through, and you, a lot of you do know all the things that we've had to overcome with our, with my health issues and the way that the adversary attacked, and you know, I think I have had 25 blood clots and cancer and spinal trouble, and you know, the adversary done almost everything he could to try and take me out. And I'm very thankful to God for Lawrence, who always, throughout every illness, supported me, took care of me, prayed for me, kept my faith going, you know. And we all want a partner, not maybe in a marriage, you know, you can have a friend as a partner, someone that can be your prayer buddy, somebody that you can have confidence in to encourage one another, to, you know, inspire one another. It doesn't always have to be down to a married couple. You know, if you're on your own right now, you can believe God for a believing partner, someone to pray with or to have a friendship with, or, you know, because they're out there. There are many, many good Christian people out there that are also on their own. So, you know, you just go to God with your desires, you tell God what you want, and watch it happen, you know? And then having somebody to talk with and to encourage and to support one another through, you know, different situations and inspiring one another. You know, God said he didn't want us to be alone. So, you know, that gives every opportunity for us to have a relationship or a friendship where it's a two-way flow, where you get to inspire one another. But, you know, whatever your desires are right now, you know, the best thing to do is to give them to God. You know, and once you've given them to God, you don't pull them back. You let them go and let God take care of it. You know, because he hears you. You know, it says, you call on me and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. You know, we don't know everything. And we don't need to know everything, all right? All we need to know is that God is taking care. God has it in hand. When we lift our cares, our worries, our fears, our desires to him, he takes care of it. And then we just live that life with pureness and wholeness of heart. You know, deep down in your soul, you know that God is with you, that he tells you to fear not. Why does he tell us to fear not? Because he is bigger than the fear itself. He can take care of those fears, those worries, those doubts. He's bigger. And better than any fears, worries and doubts. Anything that the adversary throws at us, God can take care of. We just have to, as I said at the beginning, we have to go to God with great faith, or even a tiny little like seed of faith. Just having that bit of faith is what pleases God, and then he can go to work. And the other thing is not to freeze, you know, just still keep moving, you know, whatever you are desiring, you just keep moving, striving towards it, and then you'll start to see it come to pass. So that's what I want to share. Bless your hearts, love you all, and we'll be home tomorrow.